This is the Australia Report with CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, Vic Aladef. Good day, mate.
Vic Aladef, a very good morning. You might not unreasonably think we've lost our minds, but it is apparently International Sardine Day. So we're just trying to figure it all out.
Well, I'm afraid I have nothing intelligent to contribute to this to the sardine discussion. It's way beyond my pay grade is all I can say.
Well, it's never stopped us before, and that's the important thing, that knowing nothing about a subject has never stood in our way. But all right, so let's talk about Malka Leifer. Where are we with that case?
So where we are with this seemingly interminable saga is that next week, Thursday next week, December the 3rd, at 9 o'clock Israel time, there's going to be the next hearing in the Israeli Supreme Court. And what's going to happen there is that the same panel of three judges who in the past have ruled that the hearings have dragged out far beyond what is reasonable, who have said that her mental illness is not an issue, the same three judges will be sitting in judgment again to review the finding of the district court, which said that she is in fact fit for extradition to Australia. Now, the other interesting aspect of the latest development is in fact that Malka Leifer's lawyers have actually walked off the case. So they have resigned, and seemingly they have resigned, this is according to those who are commenting on this, that because her lawyers seem to be expecting that the Supreme Court is going to uphold the finding of the district court. In other words, that it's going to say yes, she is fit, mentally fit, to be extradited to Australia to face a hearing here in Australia, here in Melbourne. So it's certainly moving towards what seems to be a resolution. I think, and I'm open to correction here, that this will be the penultimate legal hearing. I think there's one more after this, and if the court then agrees that she should be extradited, I believe that will be it. Although, again, it's been such a long-running saga, one wouldn't obviously cannot guarantee anything. But the interesting thing is, as I say, her lawyers have walked off the case, and a hearing next Thursday at 9 o'clock Israel time to review the finding of the district court that she is mentally fit to be sent back to Melbourne.
Incredible. This just needs to end. This, like 2020, needs to end.
It does indeed. And what we omitted to mention, in case anyone is new to the story, is that she is wanted on 74 charges of sexual abuse here in Australia. And this case has been going on for pretty much a decade now.
Absolutely unacceptable on so many levels. Sydney University SRC passes a motion opposing suspension of Jeremy Corbyn from UK Labour. The Sydney University SRC.
So pretty disturbing all around and on many levels. And just to recap, just to remind listeners, is that just very recently Corbyn was suspended. His membership was suspended from the UK Labour Party after findings by the UK Equality and Human Rights Commission that identified that there was a culture within UK Labour which at best did not do enough to prevent anti-Semitism and at worst could be seen to accept it. And Corbyn was suspended from the party as a result of that. Just very recently, his membership was reinstated. While that's all going on over there in England, the SRC, Student Representative Council at the University of Sydney, decided to discuss this issue and in fact passed a motion condemning the suspension of Corbyn from the British Labour Party. This has obviously been a major concern to AUGUS, which is our version of SAUGUS, which has issued a very strong statement condemning, deploring, in fact, that SRC motion and the federal roof body of the Jewish community equally has come out condemning and deploring this finding. It's also coincidentally, I mean, who knows if one is connected with the other, but there was a demonstration on the campus where people who self-identified as neo-Nazis made a presence, but in fact the police were called, I believe, and were marched off the campus. So pretty sad situation all around, and and Sydney University is the oldest university in this country, the oldest and certainly one of the largest in terms of student population.
It's amazing. I just always wonder if students just need to be contrary. So you just give them one position or state one position and they'll take another just as part of their journey. It is just, or are they really just stupid still at that age? Either way, it's an imponderable. Maccabi forms a running club. Tell us about this.
Well, this one I have to declare, speaking as a former marathon runner, you know, with comrades behind me a couple of times, et cetera, et cetera. I was very excited to see this. So Maccabi here, like Maccabi everywhere, is active with swimming clubs, rugby, cricket, netball, touch football, you name it. And finally, it has now established a running club. And to me, the interesting thing is Australia, like South Africa, is sports mad with one major difference. Whereas, like, in my former days in South Africa in a previous lifetime, every single Sunday in Johannesburg, there was either a marathon, a 32K run, or a half marathon, every single Sunday. Mm. Here in Australia, distance running, there are only literally half a dozen serious races like that a year.
Wow.
So it's very much a Cinderella sport here. Despite the fact that we have a race in Sydney called the City to Surf, which attracts 80,000 runners. But nevertheless, compared to Johannesburg, where there's a run every Sunday, it's a Cinderella sport. So I was very pleased to see that Maccabi have come to the party finally and established a running club.
Amazing. That is really, really great. Time is 6:25. Vic Aladev, thank you. As always, we'll catch you same time next week.